Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron urging President Trump to stick with the Iranian nuclear accord, arguing there is no plan B. Appearing on the U.S. program Fox News Sunday, Mr. Macron agrees the 2015 Iran deal is not perfect. He also spoke about the similarities between him and Mr. Trump.
We have a very special relationship because both of us are probably the maverick of the systems on both sides. I think President Trump's election was unexpected in your country, and probably my election was unexpected in my country. And we are not part of the classical political system.
French leader begins a state visit to Washington today. President Trump says the United States has given up nothing ahead of his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. While Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development, President Trump called Pyongyang's announcement about its nuclear missile program big progress. Striking Zimbabwean nurses who were sacked last week as they sought better wages have been told by their union to report back to work. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga accused the 16,000 striking workers of a politically motivated walkout. Zimbabwean National Union said the strike had become politicized. It filed a legal challenge to the mass firing. Syrian government forces use warplanes, helicopters, artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group in a bid to enforce an evacuation deal reached with the militants last week. UN Refugee Agency says two Palestinian refugees, a father and a son, were killed during the fighting at the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus. This is VOA News.